This is Jay Sekulow, a victory for a student in a talent show and some troubling developments on the issue of the fairness doctrine coming out of Washington, D.C. We'll have a special report.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Now, yesterday, we told you about the victory we had at the VA hospitals. This was a case, of course, involving a Christian bookstore. Basically, a complaint filed by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They were told because the books were religious, it was a bookstore that had Christian books in as part of their inventory, they would have their contract renewal denied. We went to work on the situation. I'm happy to report that we had a victory. We now have a victory to report in another matter. This time, you remember, we talked about it. We talked to the mother on the broadcast last week. The song the student was going to sing was Blessed Be Your Name. The song was too religious. Good result, though. Very positive resolution.
That's right. She was able to sing her song after the ACLJ got involved. And this is important, folks. It's another example of when you contact us, whether it's on the radio, on the internet, with a situation like this, we can get it handled. And if you contact us with the right amount of time, we can get it handled so that the event goes off without a hitch. And this girl here was able to sing her song.
So it's a great victory. And that's another one for the students. We've had a number of those in the last few days. If you go to ACLJ.org and look at the trial notebook, let me give you the listing for the last couple of days. Victory for free speech in an elementary school student talent show. Protecting Gina's First Amendment rights. We're going to talk more about that today. A victory for a church that was denied access for a National Day of Prayer. We have a situation with the military chaplains. A victory for the Illinois court backing our pro-life pharmacists. And there's a lot more at ACLJ.org. So I want to encourage you to go to the website, visit it often, sign up for our free newsletters and updates. This way you can know what's going on.
And we got another contact that came in online today at ACLJ.org. This out of a school in Michigan where a mother writes us about her daughter at her school and her group of friends who put up Bible verses on the outside of their locker. The Bible verses got ripped down every single day. They were told they could not put them up. This mother called the principal. He said this was a separation of church and state issue, came right out and said that he was going to take them off the lockers for the same reason, because of separation of church and state. She said that the other kids in the school were kind of encouraged to do this activity, and that other students put things up on their on the outside of their lockers.
Yeah, and probably some of those things were probably not appropriate. But how would you react if this was your student, and they were told you could put displays on the outside of your locker, but it better not be a Bible verse? 1-800-684-3110. Bible verses treated like asbestos in the ceiling tile as if it's dangerous material. Now, interestingly, we're following these college cases and we're getting a lot of contacts in on them. So we want to encourage you that if you're, and because we're getting near the end of the school year here, especially for colleges and universities, we're going to work. Gina's case may be going to court, folks. But again, we've heard it for the last 2 weeks. We've been talking about the case and giving you updates. Gina was on the broadcast yesterday. But how would you react if your student, your 12-year-old, came home and told you, well, we're allowed to put things on the outside of our locker, but if it's a Bible verse, it violates the separation of church and state and must come down? What would you tell the student? What would you tell the school? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are working away, folks, on our Supreme Court. Our first set of briefs due to the Supreme Court of the United States, June 15th. This case has huge implications. The case out of Utah, it involves not only the display of the Ten Commandments, but all kinds of patriotic displays. The idea that you have to put up next to the Statue of Liberty a statue of tyranny. And by the way, next week on the broadcast, we're going to let you know how you can get a free copy of the actual brief we're going to be filing with the court. So we want to encourage you and encourage you to call us at 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are already getting jammed up. And folks, as we get ready to take a break, we are now well over 65,000 signatures. This is just the online portion for Gina. Actually, close to 70,000 signatures. I'd love to get 70,000 online. We're at 69,398. So go to ACLJ.org. Let's sign that petition to protest for Gina so that she has the right to not have to abandon her faith. Also, you can sign the petition online as well, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refuse to bow down, that's how right. I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina, hang tough in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org, for critical resource information and for assistance. People like Sarah Sloan from Arizona, who turned to ACLJ.org for legal help after receiving a failing grade on a college journalism project because the school said her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
It was a religious section, and it was a feature story on Kirk Cameron. It was a really good interview, and I wrote the story, and time came with the jurors, and the jurors fail me because they thought it was biased.
Listen, the end result was we wanted to make sure you got that certificate, and you did. Literally a click away, and Sarah Sloan's situation was resolved through our lawyers, our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We are glad and thrilled that this was resolved successfully.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Check out the ACLJ online, aclj.org. That's aclj.org, a website that makes a difference.
This is my right.
My husband's the one that suggested that I call the ACLJ. And really, it's been great ever since I've done that, because now listening to the programs and hearing how other people are going through the same thing, it just goes to show how people don't realize that they have rights, that they have rights as Christians to state their positions and state their beliefs.
And that's Gina who's contacted us. And by the way, Gina was very, very clear that she is willing to go to court if necessary. Remember, this is the student, college student, that's been told that if she continues to not abandon her, at least they at least want her to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. She's going to be taking her, doing her final work in the next weeks here. This may well go to court, and there's going to be a very important theme on this if it does go to court, and that is, you know, Gina is willing to go to court. She's willing to stand in court. We've got to be willing to stand with her. But here's what we need to do right now. I want to deliver to the university about 100,000 signatures on petitions. Now, we're right now, my calculation showing about probably close to 70,000 online. We just added, by the way, another 300 just in the last 2 minutes, which is great. So go to aclj.org. You can sign the petition of protest online. We're at 69,000, almost 69,688. So we're adding more and more every minute. We want to get that to 100,000. We probably have had about 20,000 phone calls come in as well. So we're going to get to the 100,000 by the end of this week. We're going to deliver that to the university. Let's send a strong message to this university. 877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition of protest. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Let's go right to the phones. Lucinda is calling from California online too. Lucinda, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Lucinda.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I don't think it's right that the kids have a to have their things pulled off their locker if it's related to Jesus or prayer about Jesus or things about Jesus. I don't think that that's right.
You know, it's interesting in this particular case, Lucinda, is that the if the school had a policy that there's no, you know, nothing goes on the outside of your locker, that'd be one thing. You have the right to mandate that. But once they open it up and say you can, then it becomes a case of discrimination.
Yeah, the mother who contacted us from Michigan actually went through her discussions with the principal. She went right to the principal, which is good for her. And he said in their meeting that he decided what could be put up and what could not. So he actually did open this up. He, instead of just having an easy policy of we're keeping these lockers clear. People, we don't put offensive things up. We don't want to get into these kind of disputes. That would be fine. But instead, he said, no, we're going to go through the task of saying you can do this, but you can't do this. And, Dad, when these schools try to do this, that's exactly when they run into these problems. And these students are going to be able to end up, at the end of the day, putting up these Bible verses.
Yeah, we're going to work on that situation again. If you haven't caught the program earlier in the week, we won the Veterans Affairs, the veteran hospitals, and the ability to have a Christian bookstore operating there. We've won for the student that wanted to sing Blessed Be Your Name at the talent show. We're going to win the situation involving this quoting scripture on the outside of the lockers. And then Gina's case may be the one that has to go to court. But I need to say something to our wonderful listeners and to the radio stations that carry this program. Since the last time I gave you the number of people that have signed the petition, it has gone, which was about, a minute? I'm looking at our producer here, 2 minutes ago. We've added 150 more signatures to this petition of protest. So, folks, you all are responding. This is how we get change on so many issues. Again, if you want to stand up for Gina in this petition of protest to this university, requiring her basically to abandon her faith, it's easy to do it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. And by the way, at ACLJ.org, updated information on the victory for the talent showcase.
Brad's calling from Indiana on line one. Brad, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Brad.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a question. We have a preschool at our church, and we were wanting to put the literature in the public schools so they could go home with the younger kids.
Sure.
And we just want to make sure we could put our mission statement, which mentions that they would be taught in a Christian environment. And I think the last year when we had done this, I spoke to one of my teachers earlier today, and they'd said that I guess the superintendent with the mission statement referencing a Christian environment, I guess he kind of frowned upon that, and I just wanted to make sure we'd be okay to include our mission statement.
Does the school allow outside announcements to be distributed through the school? They usually do, like Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, those kind of things.
Yes, they do.
So they're not objecting to distributing it. What they're objecting to is, or possibly objecting to is there something on it that's too religious in nature?
Right, basically that's it.
Yeah, they're not responsible for that. So the good news is you could put in there that it's a Christian environment, a Christian preschool or whatever it might be, with affiliated with the church, and there's no problem there. Have you talked to school administration yet?
I haven't today. We were just getting ready to start some things for the fall, so I haven't gone too far.
Yeah, if you have any difficulty whatsoever, Brad, just call us back and we'll get some lawyers on it right away. Also, go to ACLJ.org. There's great information on the, if you go to the on the issues section, you pull it right down from the website. Great information there as well.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Godfrey's calling from California on line 5. Godfrey, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Godfrey.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for taking my phone.
Sure.
My comment is that I believe that the literature on the outside of the lockers is a classic case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whereas all the other children who put something on the outside of their locker, they're basically representing the sackbut, the cornet, and all the other instruments that call everyone to worship the idol. And you have these children who are putting up scriptures who represent Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
You know, it's an interesting analysis, and Jordan's got the facts of the situation, but it seems to me that what you've got is the college, the high school here, or elementary school, said you could decorate the outside of your locker. And the fact that they put up a Bible verse and then say, well, it violates the separation of church and state, is nonsense. These students have the right. This is their student free speech right that's involved here.
Yeah, I love the fact that these parents are getting involved here, getting the facts down, keeping records of these discussions with the principals, in Gina's case, the discussions with the professor. Because here the mother of the student went right to the principal and said, why are you allowing students to tear these down and then taking them down every single day? Every day they would be taken down. And he said he decided what could be put up and what would not be allowed to put up, and that this was an issue of separation of church and state, and that he was going to take them off the locker every single time he saw them up. So this principal here at the school decided to let students put things on their locker. That's not controverted here. They are allowed to put things on their locker, and that's always about expression. I mean, that's what that's about. So, but he said these Bible verses that this student and four other students have been doing, that's not allowed. We're not going to allow the Bible verses up, so they tear them down every night.
Yeah, so listen, the students need to keep putting them up, and I will tell you this, the American Center for Law and Justice, we're going to go work on the situation, and we will get this resolved and resolved successfully.
Let's go back to the phones. Barbara is calling from Indiana on line 6. Barbara, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I think you pretty much narrowed it down when you asked, I think it was Brad, if he allowed other things to come into the school.
Right.
You know, if you're going to allow A, you cannot allow B, C, D, E, F, G, H, A, all the way.
Well, here's what you got. The school could have said, listen, we're not going to allow students to put anything on the outside of the lockers. We don't want clutter. We don't want anything on the outside of the locker. But once they say we're going to allow things on the outside of the locker, well, and they open it up to anything, well, then you've got a limited public forum created because they've actually opened it for student expression, so it's private speech, and they're going to make a statement. Here it's a Bible verse. But let me tell you this, folks. This is exact. Jordan mentioned this. This came in. Was this an internet contact, Jordan?
It was.
Came in right through the internet. When those come in, they get immediately worked on. I need to say this. You heard a lot this week about the case with the VA hospital. You've heard a lot about Gina's case with the Suffolk Community College. You heard about the Victory in the Talent Show. And at the same time, we're preparing a major case. I mean, we got a lot of lawyers working on this, folks, to the Supreme Court of the United States. But here's the good news. All of these cases are getting worked on. All of these issues are moving forward because of our friends like you making a difference so that we can involve ourselves and engage on these issues and then a host of issues on the international scene. Now, there's a major development going on in Turkey. I cannot get you into the details right now, but let me just tell you this, folks. I was on a major call a night before last till very late at night talking about a situation in Turkey that our European Center for Law and Justice will be involved in, a case that may well end up at the European Court of Human Rights, and we're very, very encouraged about the ability to engage globally for the proclamation of the gospel for the defense of religious freedom. By the way, last couple of days for you to join me in Israel. We're going to be closing that trip out really soon. If you want to join us in Israel, a trip of a lifetime, folks. We've got unbelievable speakers coming. It's going to be a great tour. We're going to go to the border of Lebanon now. There's reports today about a situation with Hezbollah in Lebanon. You need to understand when you're in Israel, of course, it's safe. What's going on there? We're going to get as close as you can get safe to see what's going on there and to get a real sense of this. So we want to encourage you to call our tour number right now for Israel. Last few days, last few slots available. And some of our Regent University students are going to be there as well. It's going to be a great trip.
Yeah, if you've thought about it, as we've talked about it this year, this is decision time. You've got to decide now, very soon, if you're going to be with us in Israel this summer. So call in the next few days. Write this number down. If you are interested in it and you want to get that last bit of information or pricing or that kind of information, you need to call right now or else we're not going to be able to offer that anymore to you over the air or online either. So call 1-800-662-5406. That's the number to call to get more information about the trip to Israel. And if you're ready to book, you call that number as well. Write this down, 1-800-662-5406.
And let me tell you this. I'm going to be over there a little bit before everybody gets there because we've got students coming. You'll all be coming in around the 17th, 18th, it looks like. So everything's set. We do want to see you in Israel. So as Jordan said, 800-662-5406 for information about the trip to Israel. Now, folks, we are now over 70,000 signatures on this petition online and growing by the moment. We need you to add your name. Go to ACLJ.org, the petition to protest, so that students do not have to surrender their faith in college. You can also call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to protect the religious freedom of college students.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at ACLJ.org.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were supposed to bow down and they refused to bow down, that's how right. I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something. And if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
Well, there you go. We've got the good thing is we've got these college students standing up for their rights. We got elementary school students standing up for their rights. We got parents that are engaged on these issues. And we've got a great response coming from people like you, literally from around the country, that are making your voice heard. And we are really happy about this. So if you go to ACLJ.org, you can sign that petition to protest. Now, over 70,430. So we've added almost 3,000 signatures in the last 16 minutes, folks. That's why we appreciate our audience so much. Again, if you want to sign that petition online, you could do it at ACLJ.org or just call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Cesar is calling from Arizona on line 5. Cesar, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi.
Hello, Jay. Yes. Nice to talk to you, and I appreciate everything you do, guys.
Thanks.
I just wanted to mention that about a month and a half ago, my sons, who have a Christian band that plays at church every Sunday, they were participating on a talent show for one of the musicians in his group, the kids we're talking about there from 7th to 10th grade. And the interesting thing was that I attended the last tryouts they had, and after the whole thing was over, our group was one of the best there, and the people were very, very excited about it. But the person who was in charge of the tryouts came to him, to my son, who is the conductor, the leader of the group, and told him that they needed a copy of the actual song that we're going to sing in because they want to make sure that it was nothing extremely religious, explicitly shown there, or the word God.
Let me ask you this. So the administration asked for the lyrics, basically, of the song to determine if it was too religious.
Seems like, but see, my son was knowing that he was able to choose a song that was Christian, but was not explicitly like that, and it was okay. You know, he showed everything, but he looked at me surprised. And then after the whole thing was over, I told my son, "Don't worry about it. You know, even if you had something like that, I know people that can help us." And of course, I was thinking about you guys.
Well, listen, we're glad. We would be glad to do it. I'm glad it worked out for him, but and it's going to work out for these students also in the that are dealing with right now the reality of basically posting a Bible verse on a locker, creating a constitutional crisis. But we're glad, Cesar, your case got worked out, and we are there to make sure that these students are protected.
Kyle is calling from North Carolina on line 4. Kyle, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I'm curious, has it been mentioned to these schools and the government institutions that the separation of church and state was originally written up to prevent the United States from becoming a theocracy?
They didn't want a national church.
Right. Well, yeah, it's designed to keep the United from the church being able to make governmental decisions.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, and you could actually pull down the letter we sent, which goes through a detailed analysis of the Establishment Clause issues involved in these, and of course we've got it on our website. Now it's interesting because I've got a case at the Supreme Court right now. We're doing the briefs. First group due June 15th. Second group due probably early September. Argument looks like it's going to be October, probably November. It could even go to early December, depending on how many cases they have. Probably November, December. So we're pretty busy, as you can imagine. It's got all kinds of issues involving the First Amendment, free speech. Not really an Establishment Clause case, although I think some are going to try to make it that. This involves a Ten Commandment display. It involves the ability to have patriotic displays like a Veterans of Foreign War monument up without having a counter monument, Statue of Liberty without a Statue of Tyranny, a Civil Rights Memorial to Dr. King and the Freedom Riders without having to have one to the Ku Klux Klan and David Duke. So big case with huge ramifications. Hopefully we'll get some clarification. I think we will. I'm very optimistic. But a very busy time here, as you can tell, at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Sheila is calling from Texas on line 6. Sheila, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Thank you. I just have a comment about the locker situation.
Yep.
I was kind of curious if the child was to decorate their locker in dollar bills, since the last time I checked, our currency still says in God we trust.
Yep.
Would they consider that to be separation of church and state?
I suspect those dollar bills wouldn't last very long in the front of those lockers. But listen, I mean, Jordan's got the memo from the parent. They were very clear that the Bible verse itself, and I'm sure In God We Trust would do the same thing, violates, in their view, church-state separation. They said it. I mean, the parent was fortunate, went in and talked to the principal. We're getting involved in it now, but it gives you a sense of exactly what the parent said.
Yeah, when I first got this story and we were reading through it online at ACLJ.org, it came through in a contact, I said, okay, first thing I look for is whether or not other students could put things up, because that's a typical policy. You can understand a school that says, no, we're not going to
allow anything to
right,
be put
anything
up,
anything right. at all, just because people put offensive things up, they put some band thing up, they put these pictures up, things like that. But at this school, the principal told the mother here, who went right to the principal, he said, I decided what could go up and what couldn't, and I'm not letting those Bible verses up, so they're going to get taken down every single day that they're up. There's about 5 students at the school putting these Bible verses up. They can't be very big. They're just going up on a locker. She's saying that the school's allowing other students to rip them down from the lockers as well. So, and this professor, this principal in this case, relying on the separation of church and state to do this discriminatory act.
So we've got ACLJ lawyers working on this already, and we will continue to keep you posted as it moves forward.
Let's go right back to the phones. John's calling from Florida on line one. John, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I got 2 things real quick.
Sure.
That seems to be more of an issue of just her personal expression. It's anybody can put whatever they want on our locker. That's
sure. I mean, right. I mean, the school, like I said, John, the school could say we don't want anything on the outside of the locker, and if it was across the board, it's fine. But once you start saying you can put anything you want on the locker but except a Bible verse, or here, actually physically take the Bible verses down, that's wrong.
Yep, I got one more thing.
Yep.
How come you guys don't do anything for father's rights? There's a lot of Christian dads that don't get to see their children.
You know, there's a huge issue out there, and I know that. And the fact of the matter is, though, that there are groups that do that. And we've got X amount of resources and X amount of lawyers, and we've got them deployed globally. And our focus, I believe that God calls you to specific tasks, and the specific tasks that we've been called to, that I feel like I've been called to, is to protect the integrity of the proclamation of the gospel, free from governmental interference, whether it's a state trying to interfere with the church, whether it's the federal government trying to do that, whether it's the ability for religious freedom and religious expression. So this is the way we've been called into this work, and that's why we do this. But there are great organizations that handle these other issues.
Let's go back to the phones. Jeff from California on line 5. Jeff, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Thank you. Berkeley, California again.
There we go.
I made national news, but it's on local news here that immigration, ICE had to arrest some people in an apartment building across from a school. So when the vehicles began to show up, the people in the school were up in arms. They were afraid that they were coming to check the status of children in the school. There was a big outrage. The superintendent was on the news saying that he told the principal to deny them access to the school and wait till he got there. And, of course, now there's a demonstration for today or tomorrow. They're very opposed to the law being enforced, and they think that they...
Yeah, but this is, this is a typical Berkeley move. I mean, they did this. We're trying to kick the military recruiters out. Look, I mean, Berkeley, and it's University of California, Berkeley, one of the most liberal campuses in the United States. But I've got a report here right now from WorldNet Daily where pro-life students were being censored at a major university in Wisconsin. So this kind of activity happens. We've got to engage them when they calls come in, and that's exactly what we're doing. So we appreciate your call. In another situation, Berkeley, why am I not surprised? Folks, here's what we're going to do. If you want to go with us to Israel, we're only going to be offering the trip for a few more days. We leave on the 17th. You're going to be going with some of our Regent University students. It's going to be an incredible, incredible trip. We've got a wonderful itinerary, great guest speakers coming in, including the former Attorney General of the United States, John Ashcroft. So it's going to be great. Call our toll-free number for the Israel tour information at 800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. And if you want to stand with these students, like Gina, we're being told, deny your faith in God, then you participate in the class. But if you don't, you get a lower grade. We want you to sign the petition of protest.
It's very easy to do, so you can call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255, to join this petition of protest. We're over 70,000 online. Combine that, we are getting close to that 100,000 mark, but we need you today. If you have not joined, you can join 2 ways. You can go to aclj.org right now if you're in front of your computer. Sign up in just a couple of minutes. That's all it takes. Or you can call right now, 877-989-2255, and join this petition of protest by the phone. So go to your website, go to aclj.org, sign up now, or call 877-989-2255 and stand with Gina.